There and now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, everybody.
Say, friends, we have a wonderful show tonight. I don't usually boast this way about the program, but we do have, I think, an outstanding one.
Looking it down, I thought so.
Yeah.
This afternoon.
Before we get along to our first guest, though, I want to ask Bob if he's gone ahead with his practicing of "I'm as pretty as a picture." I know you're going to sing that someday this week.
I went through the my library at home to see if I had the original.
What's the second line? Do "I am as pretty as a picture"?
As pretty as a picture in my something of blue, I think.
Well,
I've got to get them. I can't find the music.
And I know you're Mr. Perfection, Bob. And I know you wouldn't want to go on the air.
No, this was you. This was all about your.
It didn't sound right when I called you Mr. Perfection.
No.
I knew that couldn't be right.
A great come and get a day, you still haven't found that.
No. But will you sing, I'll sing that if you sing "I'm as pretty as a picture."
Okay, if I can remember it, I'll look it up. Because that was one of my most requested numbers.
All right, well, coming up here.
It was on the music hall stage.
Would you dolly in close with camera number one so they get a big close-up of our guest here? This is Professor... What is your name, sir? I'm sorry.
Follinger.
Isn't that terrible? Professor Follinger.
Thank you.
Professor Follinger, for those of you who have the recent copy of Hobo's Journal, a big three-page spread on him in there, is a mass hypnotist, and he has been hypnotizing people from coast to coast. And I guess in Europe, too, haven't you?
Yes, that's correct, Ray.
Just a second, sir. Just a second. That was not a leading question. I was just more or less trying to introduce you.
I could have nodded.
When I point at you like this, this means talk.
Right.
Now then, he has been hypnotizing people from coast to coast, and I understand in Europe, right? And,
That's right.
I didn't point.
I thought you were
pointing. No. And he's all set to try to hypnotize... the audience we have here today. We have almost 64 people. And now, Professor Follinger.
I think we should say that they've all agreed to this, because you cannot do this unless they do agree.
Really?
We spoke to them before he went on the air, and they're all in agreement.
Nobody asked me nothing.
All right, then you get out, sir.
No.
Oh, you going to play along with this?
I'll go along with it.
All right. Okay, Follinger.
But nobody asked me nothing.
All right. I want you all to look toward the stage.
Why?
Here, if I am to conduct this experiment successfully...
We're going to have to get rid of this guy in the back of the hall.
Yeah. Can
no,
you get him out?
I don't look at nothing. Ow!
Ow! Wait a minute, Follinger, will you please? Need any help? Oh, he's got him all right.
Go ahead, Professor. I think he just left. Do you think he had a phone call?
Will you all look toward the stage and toward me and just concentrate on what I am telling you. In a moment, you are going to be... feeling rather sleepy. You give no evidence of it, but you will hear everything I say. Some of you are beginning to go to sleep now. And after you are fully asleep in a few seconds, I'm going to suggest that you say a certain phrase.
This would be what they call a post-hypnotic
suggestion. This phrase
suggestion.
Will stick in your mind even after I've brought you out of this very shallow trance.
I think...
now you're all very sleepy.
The audience, their
eyes are wide awake.
Are wide open.
They're staring toward the stage.
Straight at the stage.
And in just a moment, we'll be ready to give you the experimental phrase.
Every single person here in the audience.
Remember, after I've given you this suggestion, I will wake you all up. You will forget anything you've been thinking of except the phrase I've given you. And at any time when I should cough...
Professor, would you get a little closer to the microphone, please? I mean, you...
Remember, any time I should cough after giving you this suggestion, you will say as one the phrase I'm about to give you now. Now I believe I have them all under hypnosis.
They are. What is the suggestion you're going to give them?
The phrase which you will say when I cough is this. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. All right, now I'm going to wake you up. Remember the phrase, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande whenever I cough. One, two, three. It's as simple as that, Bob and Ray. You're doing a grand job.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Professor. I guess...
That's all there is to it, huh?
Now, they all have this post-hypnotic suggestion,
they have
right?
a suggestion, and they're prepared. They don't know it.
They have a clue or
a
signal?
They have a signal, yes.
Yeah. Well, are you going to do it now, or should we move along with the program?
That's amazing.
What do you know about that?
Just another example of post-hypnotic suggestion.
Gee, that's terrific. Well, let's move along now to a commercial, which will keep us in business here, so to speak. Let's listen to this.
Bonjour, I am Jacques Leroy, expert on the stereophonic phonograph. I will now clear up this whole subject. S'il vous plaît, listen to ordinary stereo. A girl crossing the street. Eh bien, now on Columbia Stereo 1. Oh, that was a pretty girl crossing the street. Quelle différence!
The fantastic Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph gives you all the realism and excitement of a live performance.
What in a moment, mademoiselle. Oh, la la.
Oh, pardon. You see, only Columbia has exclusive stereo projection. Not just a few separated speakers, I know, but multiple speakers that send interlocking circles of sound through every inch of the room. See the Columbia phonograph, man, tout suite. Columbia Stereo 1 portable start at $39.95, consoles from $129.95. Attendez, ma chérie! Wait for me!
He's a fine chap.
Who is?
Grand chap, that French fellow. Oh, wait a minute. Now, that wasn't Follinger who coughed, Ben.
I was just clearing my throat in preparation to saying something important.
That's very strange. I haven't seen that happen for some time. Usually, it's supposed to work only when I give the signal.
So I'm glad that I wasn't sitting out in the audience who I'd have been hypnotized.
Well, I guess that's true, Webb.
Because,
I tell you what.
Wait a minute. There's somebody out there that can lick anybody in the house.
I think we better refrain from coughing as much as we can help it, because this is going to prove very embarrassing as we try to present our radio program.
Look, let's put up a little sign here, shall we? No coughing.
All right. You want to hold that up to the audience?
Wonderful.
Good.
No, for those participating, please try this way.
Figure that out.
Don't cough now, Follinger.
No, I'm trying to think
Please
what
don't
I did
cough
wrong.
Until we roll the tape back.
All right, I've got to figure what I did wrong, though.
All right. Now then, I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, it's about time for a CBS guided tour to come through.
Oh, yeah, here they come now.
All right, if you'd step this way, this is the studio where the Bob and Ray show comes from. They broadcast here every day. That's a sample of the humor that
Guide?
I purvey.
Guide,
yeah.
Would you please ask the members of your tour there not to cough, please? We're on the air, and there's another reason we don't want to cough. We don't want to tell you about it, but just don't cough. Okay?
All right. All of you folks here on the tour, please don't cough.
Excuse me, may I clear my throat? Because I have
Can
one...
Can she clear her throat?
I have one little cough.
No, please, no.
It would be better if you didn't, really.
I shall
have now, I told the tour they could fire questions at you, Bob and Ray. Any of you folks in my tour have any questions about radio or its...
I'd like to ask Bob and Ray something. Which one of you fellows is known as a cat burglar?
Oh, I think you have the wrong team here, sir. It's not not us.
All right, anybody out to the tour have a question?
Hey, Bob, you coughed then.
It was an involuntary action.
I have a question.
All right, ma'am, go ahead.
Sometimes when I've made a gelatin dessert, it never sets. What in the world would cause that?
Well, I don't really know. Do you use an accredited...
What are you asking us that for, lady?
We're not cooking experts.
Who do you think we are, anyway? I mean, this is nonsense. We're Bob and Ray.
You who?
Can I ask a question?
Bob and Ray.
That's what he said.
Which one of you is Charlie Weaver?
Neither one of us is Charlie.
Oh, that's something else.
Well,
if that's all the questions you have, I'll move you folks down to the next spot on our tour, which is sound effects.
Oh.
Show you how they make bacon frying.
Hector, I always wanted to see that.
How they make a horse running. And how they handle the mail.
Guy, do you want me to close the door as we leave?
Yes, if you would, ma'am.
Bye.
What do we get Bollinger to
bring him out?
Bring them all out of this.
Bollinger, sir. Bollinger. Oh, Bollinger.
He's asleep.
Wake him up. Come on, boy. Let's go.
Sir, yes.
The show is getting to what they call the quick end, and we want you, please, now to take the audience out of this hypnosis spell.
Right. I'll be very happy to.
Or in other words,
next time I hope the experiment works more successfully.
Just to relieve them of this post-hypnotic suggestion.
Right. All I have to do is clap my hands, and you will forget the post-hypnotic suggestion. One, two, three. That's it.
Great.
Goodbye, Bob and Ray, and it's been a pleasure performing for you. I hope I enjoyed it one half as much as you did.
I hope so, too. Well, I guess it's free to cough, huh?
I tell you, Wally, you better go after him again.
We're in serious trouble, Bob.
But right now, we have important news about fast relief for cold misery.
You know, that kind of news is always important. Especially when it comes from four-way cold tablets. Here's Stuart Irwin, star of stage, screen, television.
Hello. Ask any actor. One thing we have no use for in the movies is a nasty cold. Who wants to go on the set with muscles sore, head throbbing? I need fast relief of cold miseries.
What do you do for it, Mr. Irwin?
I always take four-way cold tablets. Then I feel better quickly. Four-way is the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of bad virus colds.
That's true. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. In minutes, four-way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only four-way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-way, only 29 cents. Thank you. Thank you very much, Stu Irwin and announcer. We couldn't get Bollinger back here in the studio during that word. Bob, while I was listening to the word from four-way cold tablets, I was thinking maybe if we shot the Bob and Ray cannon at the audience, that is, spraying them with 24 country fresh eggs, I think that might do it.
Just do it.
What do you think?
All right.
Great.
Hold it around there.
All right, Bob, you pull the lanyard, will you?
All right.
Now, let's see if it works. Now, they look like eggs, too. I mean, they're not only hypnotized, but they're dirty.
Sorry we made such a mess of your audience here this evening, but one of those things.
There's a dirty, hypnotized audience going to file out of the Bob and Ray show tonight. Hey, Bob, we got to get going.
Yeah, and we'll have a story from Hopalong Cassidy in just 10 seconds.
And now here's that story from Hopalong Cassidy.
Hi, partners. This is your old pal Hoppy, and I've got a story that I've been itching to tell you for a long, long time.
A long time. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to rise and get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your son.
Long
live.
They're death. Bob and Ray, Monday through Friday night on the CBS Radio Network.